want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to episode 180 of the Geocaching Podcast, recorded live on November 17th, 2010. I'm your host, XFunkX, with
Daryl W4 and
Montu Ryder.
If you want to participate on our show today, please call 724-444-7444. Our TalkCast ID is 7525. You can also join our live chat room to participate with our other listeners, and that can be found at geocachingpodcast.com/live. Click the Join Now button to participate. We have a voicemail line, and that number is 206-350-3GPS. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast and Facebook at facebook.com/GeocachingPodcast. This episode is sponsored by Cache Advance. See cache-advance.com for all of your caching needs. Welcome back, guys. It's been interesting week here, especially weather wise here in the Midwest. How have you been, Montu?
Oh, pretty good. Weather's been definitely interesting here too. We had a couple of good days where we actually dropped down into the 40s, but yesterday and today we're back up into the 80s again. So it's definitely been interesting weather wise. Haven't had a chance to get much caching done, but have gotten some work done on our event that's coming up at the end of December. So far we have 13 attendees, and it's looking like it's going to be another great event this year.
Well, that's good. Now, Daryl, how have you been?
It's pretty much the same thing weather-wise as you've been getting, I'm sure. No caching, but had some fun shooting. Saturday I went out to Eastern Market on a photo walk, and I've got some Flickr photos of that. And then Sunday our caching buddies, Team Legend 4, ran in a local race. I got some photos of them there, but you know, none of those got posted. So no real caching, though. Did try for a couple during the photo walk, and no joy at all on those.
Well, that's too bad. Now, for myself, yeah, weather-wise, it's been kind of crazy here. And, you know, it kind of makes you, especially when it starts turning cold, it's hard to want to get out and cache. And, you know, I've been so busy with other things lately. We've talked on the podcast or on Twitter about the fact that, you know, sometimes we've been having issues because, you know, we're the hosts of these podcasts and we're having trouble finding time to actually geocache ourselves. And, you know, so it's just interesting that, you know, we're doing podcasts about geocaching and yet we've not geocached. I know myself, not even this month. It's been pretty bad. Hopefully.
Yeah. About the only time I've gotten out was the Marine City run that Dree and I did to hide a couple of caches. What was it, last weekend, I think?
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I'm hopefully going to take some chance here once we get to the Thanksgiving season here to kind of slow down and do some caching and take some time off. You know, last week I released the episode 4 of the Becoming a Better Dad podcast. And so for me, it's just been mostly podcasting stuff that I've been doing lately.
Geocaching question of the day. The Bad Cop asks, you answer.
Hello, this is The Bad Cop, and welcome to the Geocaching question of the day. Each weekday, I ask a geocaching-related question to my Twitter audience and then summarize the replies and post it on my website. I hope this little project will keep you up to date on the ever-changing face of geocaching. Recently, I asked the question, would you stop what you're doing right now to get a first to find? 54% of the eager geocachers that replied said yes, they would stop what they're doing right now to go get that first to find. What about you? Would you stop what you're doing to go get that first to find? You want to find out all this and more? Come to my website, cachingnw.com, and follow me, The Bad Cop, on Twitter.
The other week, I found a website. I don't even remember how I found it, but it came across either in my reader or somehow. I don't remember who brought it to my attention, but a website called Breadcrumbs. And so I thought tonight we'd bring on the co-founder, Stuart, of GoBreadcrumbs.com. Welcome to our show tonight.
Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Now, can you tell us in brief, what is Breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumbs is a new kind of platform track management application for managing and sharing your GPS tracks and associated media. So the idea is you go out skiing or hiking or geocaching you could do as well. You log your track on your GPS or your smartphone, and then you can come to our website, upload your track and the associated media, and then relive your adventure. So we use the Google Earth plugin, so you can play back your track, and then you can share it with your family and friends as well.
How long has your site been around?
We came up with the idea around a year ago, and we've been coding since last October, and we officially released the site about 2 weeks ago to the public. So it's still quite a new site. We have around 500 users currently. We're still kind of finding our feet. Been great.
Now, I've seen a couple other sites kind of like this. What makes your site different from those other sites?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similar sites out there. I think what we're trying to do is slightly different to what exists at the moment. We're trying to kind of create a platform to manage your GPS tracks. So previously what I'd do is I'd go out, record my tracks on my Garmin. I'd maybe upload them to Garmin Connect, or to the Garmin desktop software on my PC or Mac, and I'd maybe edit the tracks in there, I'd organize them in there, and then I'd just pick a few tracks that, you know, my really good tracks, and then I'd upload those to another site. What we want to try and be is we want to take that desktop application to the web and allow you to, you know, edit your tracks, organize your tracks, manage your tracks within a web application. So similar to what Flickr does with photos, we want to try to do that with GPS tracks. And the other component is, you know, when you're hiking or skiing or anything like that, you're interacting in a 3D world, and you're, you know, maybe going over a mountain or a hill. And Google Maps, in our opinion, it doesn't really cut it. It doesn't really allow you to relive the adventure. So we really focused on using the Google Earth plugin, and we actually have a playback functionality so you can play back your track and kind of relive exactly where you went that day. So I think they're at the moment, they're the two main differentiations between us and what's out there.
I did notice that, and I thought that was a pretty sweet application there, being able to relive and replay those tracks. I was looking today actually on one of my tracks on your site about the day I did geocaching, and we did a big geocache run, and we kind of ran all over the city, and it almost made me dizzy how quick, because we did a lot of turns, but it was really cool to see as a 3D angle, you know, to it, as opposed to just a static map with a dot moving across it. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, Google Earth's great. Everyone loves Google Earth, and they're always improving the imagery, and they're adding 3D data in now as well with all the cities, so it looks really good. Yeah, so yeah, we have the public area as well, so you can, you know, you can have it within the application. You can also share the track with your family and friends, and we have the public page as well to do that.
Well, getting back to the actual capturing of the data, you had mentioned the smartphones and using the Garmin, but how do you go about capturing all of that data, both the photos and the tracks, getting them up there, and is there actually a smartphone application?
So I'll start with the smartphones first. We kind of trying to adopt the open API method. So we created an API to allow developers to write applications that interact with our platform. So we have one smartphone developer who's created a great smartphone app for Symbian devices, so Nokia and some other manufacturers as well. But it basically allows you to track your track with your phone, and then you hit upload to Breadcrumbs, and it directly uploads the track to Breadcrumbs. Down the line, we hope to integrate with more developers, so you know, hopefully an Android app and an iPhone app as well. But at the moment, we haven't got the resources to build a smartphone app as well, so we're kind of focusing on getting buy-in from existing developers. In terms of the Garmin side of things, we have you can just plug your Garmin into your laptop, and we automatically read from a Garmin device. We spent a lot of time on the import as well. So when you do the import from your Garmin device, you can select specific tracks that you want to upload. You don't just have to bulk upload everything. And you can also import waypoints as well associated with that track. And then you kind of fill in some track details, and then you get to the point where you can upload your photos and your videos. So we support photos and videos. The idea behind the videos was I'm a big snowboarder and mountain biker, and I have these new, the helmet camera footage quite a bit, so I wanted to put that on my track. But we automatically geotag the photos as well, so there's two options for that. You can either use geotagged photos, like a smartphone tags photos with an actual XY coordinate, or you can just use a normal camera, and as long as you've synced the time on your GPS device and your camera, the photos will get put on the track automatically for you as well.
And then what if the data is bad? Do you have the option of correcting that?
Yeah, so we have once you've done the import, you can go to the track, and we have a manual geotag, so you can move the place marks around, you can drag the media onto the map that wasn't, you know, our automated process doesn't pick up every point if the timestamp's wrong, so you can just drag and drop the photo exactly where you want on the map. And that's in Google Earth or Google Maps, so you can choose which media you want to do that in.
Well, and I've also noticed that you can even edit your track. If your track was off a little bit and you know that it was off, you can actually manually move your track around too.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a kind of key feature, because often when you're out, you know, in the woods or in the mountains, I'm sure you've done that geocaching, the GPS satellite gets weak and the track jumps about a bit. So, you know, that helps you, you know, correct the track. And we're looking to build on that and do things like splitting the track and merging tracks and things like that. So we will try and build on that kind of track management component of the application.
Now, one thing, I'm looking right at the site right now, and I see on the left-hand side you have, it's organized in what you call your tracks section, and you have things like ATVing, hiking, mountain biking, different types of activities. And then under that, you have what you're calling a bundle, and then under that is a track. Can you explain to me what a bundle is?
So a bundle is a way of organizing your tracks. So I guess a bundle is to a GPS track what a photo album is to a photo. So I create a bundle for maybe, I went on vacation down to Utah. So I created a bundle called Utah Vacation 2010. And I put my tracks in that bundle from that vacation. And then what you can actually do is drag and drop tracks into that bundle or organize your tracks. So it's just a way of helping the user just manage their adventures and manage all their GPS tracks. Because, I mean, I log everything I do with my GPS, so it soon builds up the number of tracks you get in there, especially if you're running one day and hiking the next or whatever. So it's kind of a way to organize your track.
Now, one thing I did notice is that you do have the different activities. I didn't see a way to add my own type of activities, because like for us, you know, we're geocachers and I didn't see geocaching in there, but I don't see a way for me to add that. Is that something that maybe in the future or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's we could easily add that functionality in. The issue is we have an icon tied to each activity, so we'd have to get that icon made. But you know, some people have already written in and said, you guys are not, you haven't got flying in there like flying in a plane. So, you know, we'll get the icon made up and then we'll add that in. So I think to start with, we'll kind of just take the feedback and, you know, we'd be more than happy to get a geocaching icon and add that activity in there as well. So, but down the line, we may change that. But for now, I think that'll be the way it goes.
I definitely see a nice usability in this site. It's very clean. It's very nice. It's very easy to use. I definitely think it's going to be what I'm going to be switching to for my waypoint management, as far as you being able to see my geocaching, especially if you get that geocaching folder in there. I do like the way that it is tied more like a photo album type of a thing, where you can break it down into different, like you said, trips or activities, as opposed to just having, you know, your one track in there and label the one track. You can, you know, organize those however you want.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the plan. And you guys might be interested in the, we allow you to kind of add waypoints as well. So So say you go geocaching and you want to tell everyone where to park the car, or a good, you know, you could add a comment about anything. We say it's adding sticky notes on the map. So you can just add a car park waypoint or a sticky note waypoint within the app and kind of add context to the track and improve the story for your users, for your friends.
That's definitely very cool. Now, if any of our listeners who are listening live have any questions, go ahead and type them into our chat room or give us a call, 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. Press the *8 to request a talk. Now, Daryl, have you had a chance to check out the site at all yet?
No, I haven't. With work being what it has been lately, I haven't had a chance to do much of anything. But it definitely sounds something I'm going to have to check out, and I'm looking forward to doing some of those bigger caching trips this way.
Now, can you explain to us a little bit? I do see when you have the option to share your track, you've got share and then Facebook. What exactly is the difference there? I mean, obviously one's going to go to Facebook. I mean, how does that present to the person you're sharing to? What's the difference there?
So share just at the moment pops up a URL which allows you to, you know, paste the public page in an email or instant messenger. Facebook kind of takes it a step further, and when you click on Facebook, the track has to be public. You can make the track private as well, and then no one sees the track. But if the track's public and you click on Facebook, it basically posts a feed of that track directly to your wall in Facebook, and it will say something like, Stuart's uploaded a new geocaching track using breadcrumbs. Then it gives you a little description, whatever you entered for the description. It gives you a few track statistics like distance, maximum speed, elevation, things like that. And then it also puts in one or two photos as well if you uploaded any photos. And then if any of your friends or family click on that link, it takes you to the public page for that track so they can see the full details of the track and relive the adventure in the 3D playback as well. And actually down the line, what we hope to do is take the show in a step further and allow people to take a small code snippet so they can embed the tracks in their blogs or websites or whatever they want to do as well.
That's very cool. I know for me, that's what I would like to see, especially since I'm out, you know, I do blogging and podcasting and things. It'd be really great to be able to put that into my website so people could go right there and see that.
Okay, yeah, that's good feedback. And would you like to see the kind of the photos and the videos and the track and everything, or just the track?
I think maybe a few snippets of it. I mean, obviously, if I've got a lot of photos, I don't necessarily want to see that. I think the main thing I'd want to see is the map and the ability to play back through the map.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, there's a few kind of Google licensing issues that we have to address before we get into that. So that's why we haven't done that now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen a whole, I've not been really able to check into our chat link here. Do we have any questions here for Stuart while we have him on the line? It seems like everyone, and I'm reading back through our chat room right now, a lot of people are saying that it's very quick and easy. It's sounding interesting. It looks really nice. It looks like we're getting a lot of good feedback here from our listeners, listeners there.
That's great, yeah. I mean, if anyone has any feedback, they can contact us directly through the website as well, and we would read every email, and we will listen to people, and we're at that stage where we're taking on new ideas, and we really, we're changing the site and what feedback people are giving us as well, so I'd love to hear from people.
Sure. Now, is there anything that people can look forward to that you've got in the planning stage right now that you're planning to put in there that we can share with our listeners?
We've got a kind of few things in the pipeline potentially. So one of the ideas is the website was created by me as an idea of basically, I came to Canada and I wanted to go hiking, but I didn't know where the trails were. I wanted to go mountain biking, but I didn't know where the trails were. So I want to, really get back to what Breadcrumbs is about, and that's helping people find tracks so they can use those tracks themselves to relive the adventure in real life by downloading the track to their GPS. So I think what we're going to try and do is kind of some kind of wiki idea where we allow users to convert their tracks to kind of a master backdrop, to kind of promote their tracks as a Breadcrumbs official track and kind of create a, what I'd love to see is like a fabric almost of GPS tracks per activity that have kind of been tested and multiple people have done them to create a useful set of trails that people can download, trust, and interact with so they can relive their adventure.
All right, and can you tell us what the URL to your website?
It's gobreadcrumbs.com.
All right, well, we want to thank you again for being on our show tonight. It's a really cool website. If you guys haven't checked it out, gobreadcrumbs.com allows you to edit and display your GPX tracks really easily, really simply on the web.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. It's been great.
Thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. We want to thank Cache Advance for sponsoring this episode. Join us each Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on the TalkShoe service. You can call in live at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Our show notes and links to all of our past shows can be found at geocachingpodcast.com. You can call our voicemail at 206-350-3GPS anytime to leave us some feedback about this or any of our episodes. Have a safe week and happy caching.